our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. And that's kind of strange, but true. But I've got a caller here. Just as we went on the break, I got a call here at 888-850-1872. And the line's busy right now because we're talking to, say again your first name.
Sure, my name's Tim.
Tim, okay. And Tim's calling from Ohio. He's one of our online listeners. Tim, what was your statement about the law just before we went on that break?
See, under my understanding, I looked up some of the local police departments in the area, and I found out that through the Harris Directory and various other corporate directories that, you know, the city of Menor Police, they're a private corporation. So, to my understanding, the laws that the police are operating under are not common law, but in fact refer to the Universal Commercial Code. And that the court systems that are applied to us are only derived through our consent. We're pulling forth and agreeing to a contract to be governed under these commercial code laws. But as a matter of fact, you know, many of those laws don't apply because they're not under the common law. And I just wanted to get some of your feel on it. And how do you think that applies? Is this legitimate or?
Well, let me tell you what it is. Good question, by the way. And I'm not a lawyer, folks, but I challenge lawyers to listen to me. And I said this while I was in the Navy one time. I mentioned something and everybody in the room just mocked me. They said, "Oh, you don't know what you're talking about." And I told them it was about building permits, who was required to get one and who was really under the law, the jurisdiction of the building permit law. And I told them the guy who's actually owning the house is not under that authority. It's the licensed contractor. And essentially, it goes into what you're discussing. And I start explaining it. And I said, well, of course, you might have an insurance company that doesn't want to do business with you because you haven't fulfilled all the permit requirements and things like that. In fact, you might even have your house bulldozed because people don't understand the law. But essentially, that's, you know, I started explaining it. There was a lawyer standing behind me, and he said, and I didn't know there was a lawyer standing behind me. It was actually a Navy officer who happened to be a lawyer. And he said, no, what he's saying is true. Most people don't understand what he just said. But it is true. I'll give you another example. Homeschool laws, directives to make letters of intent to the superintendent and things like that. There are certain states that if you read the law with regard to homeschools, if they're doing it because of religion, they're immune from that. They're back under the kind of the common law that you were kind of alluding to, where you're protected from the mechanism of the civil law. Because you're obeying God, it's a separate jurisdiction. You know, it's a law based on God, revelations from God, the revelation of God, natural law, which is your reason, and then just doing that which is right, and you don't conform to the civil statute norm. That's a big weird theory. I'm sorry, I just had to offer that out there. But when I read the statute to this friend of mine, it didn't say anything about getting an exemption. What this law said, and it was a different state, it says that the school board shall have no occasion, essentially, to interfere with those people. They're not under your jurisdiction. You elected body have no authority to mess with these particular people. And that's in fact, if you go to and look at the tax code, look at section 501c3 and all these huge requirements that you've got to abide by. This code that you have to abide by, when you go down to 508, it talks about churches and things like that. It doesn't say that they're exempted. It said they're accepted from the requirement. And if you want an exemption, you know what you have to do? You actually have to apply for a tax number and apply to the IRS to get an exemption for something. But guess what? If you're a church truly under the law of God and going to common law principles, they're accepted. They're immune from the requirement. And those are things that people don't understand. I'll give you one other example, a state that I know of. If you, let's say there's a certain offense that you commit and it's a misdemeanor. Circuit courts have original jurisdiction over this misdemeanor charge. However, if you sign the summons when they pull you over and you've committed this driving misdemeanor, let's say driving without a license or something like that, and they pull you over and they give you a summons to the district court, guess what? You have just opted into that lower administrative district court where you don't have a right to a jury trial. You don't have a right to certain common law procedural protections. You literally are under a civil procedural like you say, you would call it an admiralty court, so to speak, and you're kind of stuck.
Universal commercial code.
Yeah, and you could get stuck in jail by this administrative judge because you've opted into that administrative jurisdiction. Of course, if you don't sign the summons, you know what's going to happen. They're going to take you off to the magistrate, and it might be Friday night. The magistrate's not there till 9 o'clock Monday morning. And on Monday morning, you can tell the magistrate, oh, under this circumstance, I'm not subject to this particular civil statute, and I have common law protection. And they'll say, oh, you're right.
But, and then off you go.
But you just spent 2 days in jail. And you may have had certain, because of the facts and circumstances of that particular thing, the constitutional common law jurisdiction circuit court may have had jurisdiction over the offense because of the level of crime, so to speak, and the danger to your liberty and property, okay? So because of that, you could have had original jurisdiction under that constitutionally protected court, or that
you waived your rights as soon as you signed up on that contract.
So it's kind of one of these things where, and even if you, and a lawyer knows this, lawyers know this kind of stuff. If you go into the district court, some would call it the municipal court, depends on different states. They have different names for them. And they know that when they go in there that, you know, I saw one case where somebody was given a 5-day jail sentence suspended under good behavior. But you know what they did? They filed an appeal, which is an appeal of right to the constitutional court where you have your full common law protections.
Common law protections are based upon if you don't injure someone as a person or somebody's property or misrepresent yourself fraudulently in contract, if there's no one that can cause claim on this supposed violation that you've done, such as speeding or going through a stop sign, at the end of the day, there is no one that can claim damage. So you have not violated common law.
Well, that's true. And because of that, a common law court has no jurisdiction.
Right.
And that's a jurisdictional, not merely a personam, but it's a, what's the other word they use? It's subject matter jurisdiction and personal jurisdiction over you. If they can't, and I'll tell you what, I did have a, and there's times if somebody's never had a driver's license, I've seen it where people have been literally let go perpetually because they never, ever, ever had opted into that system. Now, that seems pretty weird, but I'm just telling you, I've seen it happen where the police officer, have you ever had a driver's license? No, I never had a driver's license. Okay, well, they were pulled over for some other issue. Well, fix the light and sent on their way. Now, you're saying, what is going on here? Now, the problem is, I think there's some things there where I think the police officer just let you go because all of a sudden now things are confusing to him. And a policeman pretty much has the discretion to let you go. They really do. They to not cite you for something. So how much of that is just the policeman not wanting to hassle it? I don't know. And so
I think a lot of it comes down to, too, is just, unfortunately, ignorance by the people that are applying these statutes, the police officers themselves. You know, my neighbor's a police officer, and we have conversations all the time, and I asked him about the nature of the business that he works for, and he believed it to be a government entity when, in fact, it's an incorporated business.
Well,
so the fact of the matter is that so many generations of ignorance, as well as societal influence and belief in the system, has relegated all of these ideas out the window. And in order to find out any of this information, one needs to seek it out themselves. Well, it's an interesting path.
Well, I want to challenge you on that. The only problem is, like, say, for instance, the establishment of a police department run by a corporation or some kind of entity that is regulated or controlled or enacted by a state authority. Some of that stuff, when you say, well, they're a corporation, aha! No, it's not that secretive. There is an authority structure to create a corporation, to have policemen. You could have a state, let's say a park ranger. A park ranger could be for some kind of little corporate entity or something created by the state, as I understand it, and they can have authority. You have the authority to enforce law. You do have the authority to enforce law. But there can be a lawful mechanism of hiring somebody to do that on your behalf. So I think some of that is, people, I think, fishing for the silver bullet and stuff and this aha thing. I'll tell you what, law is there, and sometimes it's kind of an admiralty or a civil law thing that's positive law. It's created by a positively enacted kind of government system that you've created or something like that. And what happens is they have the guy coming against you has the burden to prove the jurisdiction over you, personam jurisdiction and subject matter jurisdiction. But once they invoke it, guess what you now have a burden to do? To actually positively prove that, no, there is no jurisdiction. So what happens is courts allow both sides to make their argument. And if you invoke the right thing, you can be basically have your case dismissed out of court. And it's essentially a jurisdictional issue. So that's what it comes down to. But those issues are very tricky. And I think there's a lot of people with silver bullets saying, hey, if you don't get a P.O. box or a zip code, you know, they don't have any jurisdiction. Well, in principle, yeah, sort of. But I think what it is, there's a whole lot of untruth out there. And so what's going to have to happen, this is what I tell people, you had better know why you're doing it and be really, and don't listen to what people say at some seminar. You had better, I mean, I've got American jurisprudence. If you're watching this online, I've got it behind my head. I've got the United States Code on my shelf. I've actually tracked these cases down and try to connect the dots. I've read Sir William Blackstone's. I've read Sir Edward Coke, who Sir William Blackstone's comments upon. There's a whole lot of information there that I think people are running with, getting themselves into trouble and really bringing problems upon themselves. And I think they're not being genuine, truly, in their motive. So I think just for you, I mean, you got to make sure that whatever is not of faith is sin. So you can't, and even there's a lot of rights. See, God didn't even say, oh, by the way, you have the right to invoke all these laws. No, he didn't. You have a right to do what he tells you to do, to love your neighbor as yourself. In fact, sometimes you got to take it on the chin. Joseph was wrongly put in jail. He took it on the chin, but watch what ultimately happens. So sometimes I think you got to be careful to not necessarily chase all the silver bullets and rely upon a little divine intervention and guidance. And so that what you do is by faith, even knowing that there are these little issues, admiralty issues and jurisdictional issues that you can play against each other for your benefit or your protection.
At the end of the day, what I'm just trying to achieve from some form, somehow, is the personal sovereignty that I was granted when brought upon this world. So, you know, it's definitely been an interesting journey, and I always appreciate listening to what you have to say. You have wonderful insights, so I definitely appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your call, Tim, and I don't want you to go away because that was, you know, I would like to do it. I'd actually like to have a discussion even with you because you had some neat ideas on something that isn't so necessarily broad in its topic, but take one particular thing and then investigate it on the basis of, obviously, the constitutional perspective, the biblical perspective, the right versus wrong, whether it, and the different aspects and type of law. And actually, I would love to, and if you can email me and say if there's some particular thing that you want to be brought up, we'll actually take a segment or two and talk about it, and I'll actually go get some references, whether it be a case law or something like that, that bring to bear on what you're talking about, even going back to the common law commentaries that our country, the founders, relied upon. And I would love to do that. I just haven't had anybody pose anything like that.
Right. As a matter of fact, I can already tell you the aspect that I would want some perspective on would be usury.
Okay.
More than anything. So.
Okay. Well, my bumper's just kicking in for my audio, and don't hang up yet. I'll get information. Hey, we're going to come back tomorrow. We're going to talk to somebody from the Florida Medical Association to see what a doctor thinks about this healthcare thing. And we're going to be reviewing these things. Check out our website, faithfreedoms.org. You need to get on board Liberty Works Radio Network. Check it out. LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com. We shall return tomorrow.